time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have a couple of Carbon County natives. I have Adam Fivecoat and Karen Job Templeton. They have put a book together. Karen has done all the illustrations for it. It's called It's a Time to Be Brave, Helping Kids in a Time of a Corona. Now, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate you taking out the time.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Let's give people a little background in to both of you, really. Adam, why don't you go ahead and start?
Okay, well, I was born and raised in Sunnyside. I was born here in Price, and I've been here my whole life.
And is this your first book?
Yes, this is my first published book.
Okay. Let's talk to Karen really quick, and then we'll come back, Adam, and we'll talk about the book itself. Karen, a lot of people are going to know your name because you're an artist. You've been here for quite some time, haven't you?
I have, about 35 years.
We were talking a little off the air, and you started as a nursing professor at the college, and you've become a sculptor, and it was, what did you say, about the mid-90s you've been doing it since?
Yes.
And one of your big sculptures that a lot of people would recognize is you did the sculpture of the miner for the Crandall Canyon Memorial. Is that correct?
That's right. I work in all kinds of mediums, but I love bronze. I love sculpture. I've got a couple of pieces over in Grand Junction that are made of steel and glass. But right now, I'm doing more painting. And when Adam came up with this great idea for a book and asked me to illustrate, it seemed like a great thing to try, so here we are.
And is this your first time you've lent your hand as an illustrator to a book?
Well, I've illustrated a few small things that were never, they were just private things for different individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first thing that's been published, yes.
Very, very cool. Now let's get back to Adam. We'll talk about the book. Once again, it is called It's Time to Be Brave, Helping Kids in the Time of Coronavirus 19. Adam, what made you think, you know what, I should sit down and write a book about this?
Well, so I was sitting there thinking about how disruptive this whole pandemic has been. And, you know, and not only for adults, but for kids as well. You know, it might even be more disruptive for them. So I decided to write a book to help kind of assure them, to let them know that the things that they're doing, even the little things, you know, helps us get back to normal and that they're brave for doing it. That's how this idea came about.
What kind of research went into this? And you know, did you interview kids? I guess that'd be one thing.
Well, I have lots of nieces and nephews. And I just started watching them and seeing how disruptive it has been in their lives. And, you know, I've seen how they've been trying to deal with this and cope with it. And I thought, you know, hey, there has to be a lot more kids that are going through this same thing. So I decided to write a book about it to help all of them.
And, you know, the one thing, and I speak to a lot of, you know, people with the school districts and stuff like that, is these kids are really, they're missing part of the social aspects of it all and being cooped up. Now, with, you know, the way technology has come and Zoom meetings and things like that, it's kind of changed the game a little bit for them. But still, it's got to be a very, very strange time for kids like that.
Yes, I would agree that it is a very strange time. And in this book, we kind of show that with the technology, they can reach out to other people, to their grandparents, to their friends, and interact in that way.
You know, it's funny that you talk about that. I have a 78-year-old mother that is actually, you know, it's hard to believe that she said it, but she says she's actually glad that she's alive for this to see how everybody reacts to it and things like that, because I think that's one thing that people don't really look into is how this is affecting kids sometimes.
I completely agree, and it's a very difficult time, like I said, for everyone, and I think the more that we can reach out and be close to one another, even if we can't touch each other, even if we can't be in the same rooms, this, you know, the new technology that we have is brilliant because it lets us do that, stay together.
Exactly. A quick question, is this a book for kids to kind of read on their own, or is this a book that parents could share with their kids? Where's the reading level and that on this?
Well, we're thinking that it's probably between the ages of, what, 5? 5 to 11, and it works best as an interactive book. You know, so that way, if there's any questions or any concerns that they have, that their parents can talk to about it.
Okay, and that's really good. I'm going to bring Karen in really quick, and we're going to talk about Karen. How did you approach the illustrations for this book?
You know, Adam's ideas were so good. He has a lot of images in his work, and it was pretty easy with that to just start playing with ideas, putting ideas on paper, and then we would talk more. And there were several pages that I just couldn't come up with ideas in, and Adam provided some of them, so it's really been a collaborative work. And then the closer we got to finishing the book, we pulled in some people who deal with children on a professional basis, so some therapists, some counselors, school teachers, and had them give us their input on how the illustrations and the text worked for children. And we've had such a positive response. Some of them were just so eager to get the book finished because they needed it now to work with kids. So it was pretty gratifying that way.
And that brings about another question. How long from start to finish did this book take you? When did you guys start on this?
Right after the virus hit, we did this whole book in about 8 weeks, which is phenomenal.
And so, and to have the wherewithal to get it together and get it published and get it out there, that's some pretty good work.
Oh my goodness. We put in some long, hard hours on it.
It was, well, you know, you were probably stuck at home with nothing else to do, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
This was...
These days, it's kind of funny with everybody staying at home, and yet we connect with each other. And Adam, of course, is in East Carb, and I'm in Spring Glen, so we had Zoom meetings ourselves, and we likened it to living in the 1940s mixed in with the Jetsons, the cartoon people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of how it felt. So we worked very collaboratively all the way through this project.
Very, very good. Okay, I'm going to give you each a couple of minutes and kind of, you know, sing this book's praises and talk about one of the main reasons that you guys came out with that book before we get out of here, okay? Adam, go ahead and start first.
Okay, well, the whole idea for this book was to help kids understand what we're going through. I mean, they probably have a million questions that need to be answered. And some of them might be upset, some of them might be worried, and I wrote this in mind for them, to try to help them calm down, and to try to help them, to help reassure them that just by doing what they're doing, that they are being brave.
Very good. Karen?
Well, I would actually like to read a few pages of this just so people get a hint of what the book's like. So
go right ahead.
It seemed safe and sound. There were things all around. There were planes in the air and trains on the ground. And then in a day, all those things went away, all the restaurants and schools and the places to play. So the book, those things are gone for a while now, it seems, and sometimes it's hard to know just what that means. There are so many ways we can feel and behave. Don't be sad or be angry, because it's time to be brave.
Very good. You guys, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. How can people get a hold of this book?
It's available on Amazon as an ebook right now, so you can download it and even give it as gifts from the Amazon prompt. Just look up It's Time to Be Brave by Adam Fivecoat. And within the next few days, it will also be available as a paperback, also through Amazon.
All right. Adam Fivecoat and Karen Jobe Templeton. The name of the book is It's Time to Be Brave, Helping Kids in a Time of Coronavirus 19. Thank you for taking out the time to talk to us today, and thank you for putting this book together. This is going to be great reading for a lot of people.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, just go to our website, castlecountryradio.com.